Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. And as you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find that inspiration, the practical tips, and now, lately, probably the more abrasive nudges, okay, to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Please hit up to support this mission. Go to listenbitchdonations.com. And if you want to change your life, you're going to check out my show notes for all the info, okay? I do have those tests for sale today, the blood tests. You guys get back with me on that. If you saw the podcast, I think it loaded today. I did the live yesterday, but let's get into it. Let's get into today's topic, okay? I am tired of you guys loving me in secret. And I say that with love, but like you're pissing me off, okay? So where is this coming from? I've said it a little bit. I've talked about this a little bit, but I think it needs more than just a little snippet in another episode. Here's the thing. Don't half cheer me. Either say it out loud or just shut up. I'm not here for a pat on the back for anybody. I've not needed that for a long time. I'm not here for the accolades. I'm not here for you to tell me I'm doing a good job. I'm here for change. I don't need you to tell me that I'm doing a good job. And if you can't love me out loud, like you guys are telling me in secret, in passing, in public, you are telling me in my messenger, you can't comment on my posts. I can't say this out loud, but I just want you to know I love you and I agree with what you're doing. Or people to my face that haven't responded to anything publicly on my posts. I love what you're doing. I absolutely align with everything that you're saying. Thank you for speaking up for all of us. Like, here's the thing. If you cannot love me out loud, you need to leave me alone. I'm not here for like your little polite applause, okay? I'm here for the real backing. So say it or don't say it. Either way, it's going to be public. All right. And that's everybody that's showing up polite from the wings that disappears when it's time to stand up with me. Okay. We're literally making a difference here. We have been called to something that is very serious. I'm not backing down. I'm not here for the soft compliments that you're going to whisper to me. If you're not going to defend me, if you're not going to promote me or celebrate me publicly, do us both a favor and just go with everybody else. I don't care if we have the same values and beliefs, because if you don't have the balls to talk about it, we're not friends. We're not the same. If you don't have the courage to stand up for what you believe in publicly, you're the reason we're in this mess. And you're the reason that we're going to stay in this mess. We have to talk about this. My real people are going to be loud now. My real circle are not going to be performing for pats on the back. I don't have enough energy for fake people. I just don't. Quiet love feels like a betrayal. That's it. I feel like you're betraying me. Every time you whisper, good job, I agree. I love what you're saying. I love everything you're posting. Good job, Brandon. That's a betrayal. You give everything out loud. Your voice, your fight, your truth, your brand, your faith. So then someone comes along who claims to care about you, who claims to love what you say and can't stand beside you out loud, that's like a slap in the face. You want the benefit of being able to celebrate that someone has the guts to speak up, but you can't afford the cost of being associated with me? I'm pissed. That's not okay. That is not okay. And this is not about needing the praise. I'd rather you come up and stand with me or say the things for yourself. But if you're going to give someone credit for saying the things you can't say, or maybe, you know, don't feel inept to say, say it out loud. At least say it publicly. Let people see who we are in numbers. Who are we in numbers? I feel like there's more people running around with common sense than not. We come together now. I know you haven't been living under a rock. I know the shit that you know that has been happening. That's a battle cry. She said it. We're all saying it. But this pisses me off. I don't need your fucking praise. I don't need you to tell me I'm doing a good job. This is my fucking integrity. This is my story. Fuck yeah, I'm doing a good job. So join me in the ranks or fuck off. I'm tired of you being a pussy about this. Like, you really love what I'm saying, then celebrate that without being scared. This says so much about you. Like, I'm losing respect for so many of you, and I love you. Like, some of you are really, really my friends. Like, in person, I have gone to dinner with you. I love you, but I love you out loud. It's not in the dark. Don't fucking hide because I'm posting something that you're afraid you're going to be judged for. You're so concerned with your reputation rather than what is real in this life. That means your courage folds when it counts. That means you're probably one of the assholes that's sitting on a train when someone gets stabbed and you don't do shit about it. I don't want to be friends with you if you're not going to stand up for shit like that. That's not okay. If you're scared to be seen posting on my shit or commenting, if you're scared to be seen standing with me, that's your fucking optics. You're not authentic. And then we were never meant to be friends. So you need to go along with everybody else. Go. I mean, I don't even know my follower count right now. I don't give a shit. Probably in the 60s now. I don't care. You can add to that because we're not real friends. We're not real friends. If you can't celebrate me out loud, if you can't defend me out loud, if you can't walk with me out loud, your silence is your confession. You value comfort over conviction, and you're why this world is so fucked right now. Oh, you're scared to stand up for what you believe in because it's going to hurt someone's feelings. How the fuck do your feelings feel right now? How are everybody's feelings right now? Silence isn't fucking neutral anymore. Do you hear me? It is not neutral. It is loud, and it says everything about where you truly stand. I don't need half-assed support. I am looking for warriors. I'm looking for people who are ready to stand up. And if you can't be that, fine. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to be there on your judgment day when you face God and he says, hey, did you step into your potential? That's not on me. But don't pretend that it's love when it's really fear. That's it. Get a fucking backbone. When you stand for core ethics and your beliefs and your values in private, that is everything I need to know about you. It's convenient. You just love these things because it's convenient. You're proving that your values are negotiable. And then guess what's happening? This toxic ash, no common sense, liberal culture is taking over. Are you kidding me? If you can't defend common sense out loud, you can't say the truth plainly when it's unpopular, your silence is your confession. It says you care more about fitting in than you do standing firm. We are not the same. It says that your ethics are for show, not for life. It says your values are just decorations that you hang up when guests are over, but then you're going to hide it when shit gets intense. Silence isn't neutral. It's loud, and it says so much more than you giving me these private ass accolades. I don't give a fuck if you agree with me. I don't need you to secretly whisper that I'm doing a good job. I know what the fuck I'm doing. This is my life. This is my soul. This is my conviction. Watch society rot from the sidelines and then risk being labeled or judged, right? Either way, it's going to happen because you're getting labeled. What happened to our courage? What happened to our conviction? You're all about a compromise here. And I don't need the quiet agreements. I don't need you guys to whisper, Brandon, I'm with you. I'm with you, Brandon. I just got to be a guest on a podcast. And it's about becoming the lions, being the lions. I have to look at the total title and I feel like an ass because I should have done that. It's a great podcast. I've been on his podcast before. His name is Rory. And we just had this conversation. In fact, we both agreed that when we were done, we were going off about this. His is probably a lot cleaner. A lot cleaner. I guarantee I have a lot more colorful language than what he says. But let me tell you what this podcast is called. Wake Up the Lions. Wake Up the Lions. Okay. So that's it. It's Wake Up the Lions. And I feel like everybody's being called to that. You guys need to listen to that episode. I'll let you know when it's live. Wake Up the Lions. I just did it, but I talked about this. I talked about how it is important that we are speaking up and what happened with Charlie Kirk. I'm never going to let you guys forget that. It's never just going to be okay. It's never going to be okay. And that day when God claimed his soul, all of us were touched and called to something greater than ourselves. So go ahead and rot from the sidelines. Okay. Rob from the sidelines. I need people who have guts to live their beliefs out loud. If your ethics and your values and your common sense fold in public, they were never real. What do you really believe? This is a call to arms. This is a call to arms. Stepping into your potential isn't about adding something new. It's stripping away every sorry excuse you have, every distraction, every insecurity that's been covering who you already are. Those are the people I want. And I want to help you step into that potential because it's here. This is raw fucking material and potential. Power is the choice that we have to be able to use it. That's how you step into your power to launch that raw material potential. And I know the truth. The people that are not afraid to speak up, the people that are standing for their core convictions and their beliefs and not being run over or bullied and freaking out because they're getting called names. Like, oh my God, someone said, I'm so sorry that people are calling you names. I'm fucking not. Call me a racist. Call me a bigot. Call me a fascist. Call me everything you want. It doesn't say shit about me. Don't feel bad for me because I'm under the attack right now. Don't fucking feel sorry for me for that. That means I'm doing my job. That means I'm standing up for what matters. And the people that can't handle that, the people that can't handle the dialogue and the truth are going to cry out because all they have is an ability to name call. They never grew past that childhood development part of life where you grow the fuck up and you discuss things without resorting to name calling. Let them. I don't care. And you don't need to feel sorry to me for that. But if you really give a shit, then you're going to be locking arms with me in your potential and speaking up. You know that you're capable of more and you keep playing small because it's safe. That's why you're quiet and you're playing small. You're not doing anything. You're waiting for that applause. You're waiting for the perfect time. You're drowning yourself in every distraction that's out there. Your calling is literally sitting on the back burner. This is the time. This is the time. It is not an accident that we're here and that you're watching this, that you're listening to this podcast episode. It's not an accident. Life doesn't wait for you. Time doesn't pause. And every year that you're wasting proving to everybody else how humble and careful you are while your God-given talent and your voice rots on the shelf, that is not humility. That is fear. That is weak. It is weak. I am so disappointed in you guys. I'm so disappointed. You're so much better than this. You know what happens? You know what happens when you really do step into your potential? Everything is different. And I know that you guys have, there's a lot of you that have watched me for a really long time. I know that you know there is something that has changed in me. I know you can see that. You know why? Because I finally let it happen. I let the catalyst of the worst events that could possibly happen in the past 10 days, the worst things I've seen in humanity, fucking broke me. And I say that. I say some shit like I'm broken. I'm not fucking broken. I've been unleashed. God said, go for it. This is your time. That's it. This is your potential. Do it. You know what happens? Embracing that power because you guys have it. You have the same voice inside of you. You have the same potential. You have the same power. Guess what happens? I'm not fucking afraid anymore because fear cannot hold me because I've proven to myself that I could do this no matter what. Fear can't hold me. I know this is a calling from God. I know that you're being called by God to step into your potential. Otherwise, why did he create you? From the beginning of time, everything he did orchestrated everything so you could be here. Why would he do that? Why would he do that? So you could live your cush little life, playing it safe? No. And you know what happens? When you really step into your potential and you embrace that power that happens when you allow God to work through you, your voice gets stronger because you're actually using it. And people around you are going to rise. Right now, we are weeding them out. We are weeding them out. I am calling for the courageous ass people because guess what? Courage is contagious. Don't you want to stop needing that validation and start living from conviction? I promise you, I have tasted that alignment, babe. I will not go back. I know what this alignment feels like and it's good. But Brandon, you're always pissed off. Fuck yes, I'm going to be pissed off at you guys for a very long time. For a very long time. I'm mad at myself too. We created this mess. We have responsibility. We have blood on our hands. We're a part of this because we stayed quiet. You guys know power is literally present tense. It's here. You already have it. It's wired into your design by God, and stepping into it is literally all you're doing is reclaiming what's already yours. The truth, the authority, the voice, the calling. That's why it's not even about learning anymore. It is about remembering. And everything that's coming out of me is not about remembering or learning. It's everything you already know. It's in you. It is in you. And the journey you get to be on once you unleash that power and you step into your potential is that becoming. Becoming is literally the journey. It's that everyday process of aligning your choices and your habits and your thoughts and your obedience with that power. Who I get to be a better person now. I am not going to let Charlie Kirk's death be in vain. I will not let that be in vain. I will not let Irina's murder be in vain. None of these people are dying with us having blood on our hands. And is it going to be in vain? You are called to make a change. You're called to make a change. It's time to transform in real time. It's not about becoming powerful. You've already got the power. You just live from it now consistently. Stepping into power is the moment, and becoming is going to be your new movement. You have to remember who you are in God. You have to stop outsourcing the bullshit, and you have to stop letting people gaslighting you into letting them help you outsource your shit. Okay. I don't need to outsource my yes or no to fear or to applause or to comfort. It's present tense. This is ownership. This is my shit. That daily process is my responsibility. The daily process of training my mind and my mouth and my habits to live from a power consistently. Foundation, formation, repetition. This is proof. Both matter. We got the moment that would wake us up, and this is the movement. This is the movement that's going to keep you free. Are you that person that's loud online, but you hesitate in those private conversations that actually matter? Are you that person that can speak loud in private conversations, but you hide online? Is that you? Are you negotiating your boundaries because you're afraid of losing connections or business? You perform your faith publicly, but are you avoiding that obedience privately? Because it's going to cost you comfort. If that shit hurts you, then you better stay the fuck with me and step into your shit. You understand? You are called, and that calling comes with obedience. Your silence is disobedience. You cannot say that you are a Christian in this movement and not stand up for something. You don't get to be silent and be a Christian. You don't. You just don't. I also agree that you can't be silent and be a Democrat or be a Christian and be a Democrat. So you can argue with that too. You cannot be a Christian and a Democrat. I talked about that on the podcast today too. I would love for you guys to hear. I can't wait till it comes out because Rory is so great. Literally, he is so great. You can't be a Christian and be quiet. You have integrity. When the public message outpaces your private muscle, you're going to fracture. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to bleed on your family. You're going to bleed in your home. You're going to bleed on everything. People don't follow noise. They want that strong nervous system. They want someone who knows at the core of who they are and what they're called here to do. That's what people need from you. That is magnetic. And people will literally magnetize to you. And we will continue to attract our people. I say I want a divorce from the world. I want the segregation. Common sense over here, non-common sense over here. Maybe Christian and non-Christian. People that want to follow the law and not follow the law. However you want to break it down, I just want to separate from all the fucking idiots, okay? That's what I want. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what fucking gender you are. I don't care. If you don't have common sense, I don't want to share the planet with you. So this is what we really have to do. Like, this is the rally cry. We have to come together so loud that they don't want to be around us either. And they just find little holes to crawl in. Okay. Because they live in the dark. They're devils. Right. Like, that's okay. We could do that. But the louder we get, the smaller they get. The stronger we get, the weaker they are. You are a child of the king. You are a child of the king. You are called to carry authority and truth and peace. We're not here to beg for forgiveness or permission. You steward your assignment. Literally, what is God asking you to do today? What is he asking you to do today to step into your power? How are you being disciplined in your relationship with God? Because that is the foundation of anything you're going to speak up about. If you don't have God as the foundation, if you don't have that scripture as a weapon, you can't make it very far. You can't make it very far because the minute people attack you, you're going to have nothing. How are you going to know how to defend yourself? I don't even have the Bible memorized like a lot of people do, and I still know enough to be able to hold my ground in a conversation. So it takes discipline. It takes obedience. You have to read. You have to read the Bible. Going to church and listening to the preacher talk for 30 minutes on a Sunday isn't going to do it, okay? Following him along in the scripture, it isn't going to do it. It's a private relationship reading the Bible. I'm thinking today, I was like, man, maybe I should start reading the Bible assignment out loud to my group. No. It doesn't even feel right. Those words are very private. It's a very intimate conversation when you're reading the Bible. I could share what he's saying to us. I get that. I can see how he's caring for us. I can see all of that. But it's a very private relationship, and you have to be disciplined to be able to spend that time with him, to be able to stand on what your truth is, stand on what your ethics are. And when someone tries to bait me, it's very simple. Like, I'm not going to fight for likes. I don't care about the likes. If you want a real conversation, ask a real question. Have a real debate. Have a real debate. It's easy to end the conversations. The people that are calling me names, the people that you're afraid of, the people that you're afraid of lashing out at you, like, what do you think they're doing with their lives? Do you think they're doing better than me? Do you think they're happier than me? Do you think they're more stable? And a few of them have gaslit me to say, I'm the one freaking out. I'm the crazy one. I'm upset. You guys, my nervous system is fucking solid right now. I usually get really nervous going live on Facebook or even still recording a podcast. I'm almost 500 episodes in. I still get nervous. You know what I haven't been this week? Nervous. I haven't been nervous. That same power is in you. Authority is given. The same power is in you. Be disciplined about your relationship with Christ and stop worrying about these people who are doing less than you, who are so fucking miserable. Stop worrying about what they're going to say. Start remembering who you already are. You have to refuse to abandon that version of you. A lot of people live in that reaction mode, chasing approval, dodging criticism, performing for likes, or maybe you're just shrinking to keep the peace. That's not power. You're surviving. That's survival. And it's not the kind of survival that matters, because what's going to happen when you meet your maker and God is talking to you and he's going to be like, Amber, there was a movement, Amber. At a point in time where you said you were a Christian and you believed in the core family values, you didn't say a word to anybody. You didn't speak up. You didn't speak out. You didn't do anything. Are you going to feel proud of that? Literally, a spiritual movement has happened. Literally. I mean, it can't get deeper than that. That power is in you. Own your voice. Silence is going to rob you more than anyone's fucking opinion ever could. It will take everything from you. And set your boundaries. I set boundaries. There's points where I will walk away from a conversation. There is no point debating Christian ethics and values and beliefs or God's way with someone that doesn't read the Bible. There is no point. I don't need to talk to talk just to hear my own voice. I don't need that. Neither do you. Set your boundaries. Walk away from the conversations that are not worth it. It's super simple. And you don't apologize. Your no is going to always protect your yes. When you step into your power, it's easy to have that self-control. It's easy to see when you need to act or when you need to wait or when you need to walk away. It comes with you. So situations and circumstances aren't driving the wheel. Because if you're chasing applause, I mean, you're a slave. As long as you align all of this with God and you're obedient and you're reading and you're spending time with him and you're treating him like he's an active part of your life, that changes things. I'm telling you. You're like, Brandon, you keep saying step into your power, step into your power. Just stop outsourcing your worth. Stop waiting for permission. Stop living on mute. Power isn't about becoming loud or aggressive. You don't have to be me. Let me make that clear. You don't have to be me. You be you in a way that shows you speaking up. It's not about becoming loud or aggressive. It's about being rooted in the truth that nothing shakes you. Not rejection, not fear, definitely not self-doubt. My self-doubt can't, it's gone. I can't. It's not a personality type. It's just a decision. You don't have to be somebody. This is in you. It's one decision. One decision. Power isn't me getting louder. It's me getting governed. I don't have to answer to the triggers or the timelines or the trolls. You know who I do have to answer to? God. I don't even have to answer to the people that do speak up with me. How do we protect our homes and our callings and our message? That power, it's the revelation. Becoming is the repetition. If you really want to see what God can do through you, start with what you can do with you. What is that? What does that look like for you today? It's stepping into your power is just a decision to stop abandoning yourself. And that becoming, like I'm becoming, and it's really just that rhythm that makes that decision my new normal. Like this is my new normal. It's a rhythm. It feels good. It came from a really, really ugly, ugly, dark place, but I'm here and it feels good now. Get to the core truth of who you are. It's not stepping into your potential is not about adding something new. It's about stripping away every excuse or distraction or insecurity that's been covering who you already are. Potential is raw material. It's a choice. That power is the choice. I know that you know you're capable of more. I know you're tired of playing it safe. Life doesn't wait. The world isn't pausing until you feel ready. Not waiting till you get ready. You're a part of the problem. You're a part of the problem in this world if you don't step into your power. If you don't speak up. If you don't get out of the shadows. Silence isn't making you neutral, okay? It's making you complicit. If you see the madness happening around us and you still choose that comfort over conviction, you're helping the chaos you claim to hate. Hiding in the dark is not protecting you. It just makes you invisible when the world really needs your light. Silence is not safety. Neutrality isn't neutral. You're agreeing with whoever is the loudest. Power isn't selfish, you guys. It's at this point, it's responsibility. If you've been given a voice, can you speak? Can you talk? Can you write? You could do these things to communicate. You're meant to use it. You're meant to use it. Every time we shrink back, injustice gets louder. Lies are going to take center stage. The next generation thinks cowardice is the norm. I mean, raise your hand if you miss masculine or toxic masculinity. God, Brandon. Oh my God. Raise your hand if you miss masculinity. They made it toxic. It's not toxic. It can be, but it's not. Like, we're raising a bunch of pussies. It's not okay. Make men men again. We're complicit in the generation that thinks being a coward is fucking normal. When you step forward in the truth, it gets the oxygen it needs, and courage, it literally multiplies. People who are alone suddenly know they're not. You know how important that is? And what I need are people who say my name when I'm not in the room. That's what I need. People who defend my work when it's messy and who celebrate the wins and the beliefs and the ethics and the values loud enough to drown up the haters. And that's it. Okay? My biggest message today, you have all this power and potential in you already, just waiting for you to stop being weak. And part of stepping into that potential is using your voice. And that's it. If you can't love me out loud, I need you to leave me alone. I bless you. I release you. Keep walking. Because my real people, the people that really fucking matter, the people that are willing to step into becoming a lion, the people who matter, they're going to make the noise. If you can't love me out loud, leave me the fuck alone. Okay? I love you guys. I love you. I know I'm going to lose some viewers and it's totally fine. I love you anyway. It's totally great. I get it. Like, I get it. This is a movement and I'm not stopping. So I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.